NASA has delayed a new government-wide acquisition contract for IT equipment and software. SOUP 4 is going to run until the end of October, and that's to make sure there's a smooth transition to SOUP 5. Joanne Wojtek is the manager of SOUP. That's Solutions for Enterprise-Wide Procurement. She's standing by now with Emily at the Acquisition Excellence Conference at the Grand Hyatt in Washington. Emily?
Thanks, Tom. And Joanne, good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, tell us about this bit of news. You just put a notice in FedBizOps just Friday saying that you're going to extend SOUP 4 for another 6 months. Why? Right.
Well, we are primarily because of the timing. We realized that it was going to take a lot of time to get SOUP 5 going, and we also realized we were hitting the end of the fiscal year, and it makes more sense to get a good, smooth transition and things in place at the beginning of a new fiscal year. So this gets us that opportunity to smoothly move things along.
And tell us a little bit about SOUP 5. What's going to be different in it?
Well, the main difference is going to be a little bit more services in terms of program support services, engineering services. And then the other big part is we're going to provide more information to our customers in supply chain risk management area. We have actually added items regarding that into the contract that are new items in the government space. And then provide more information to our customers about EPEAT and Energy Star and how the quotes match up with certain government initiatives.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the supply chain management. You said that there's also going to be more information and education component to this. How are you going to do that?
So one of the key things we're going to do is when a customer gets a quote, we're going to tell them on the quote whether or not the item is from an authorized reseller, an authorized distributor, from a known source, or if it came off the back of a truck, as we like to say. And, of course, as you get farther down that road, the more risk there is. It might be cheaper, but you're taking a risk if you go off the back of the truck, obviously.
Sure. I don't suspect you'll have many labels that say this one from the back of a truck.
Not many, but there are times when you know, you just want to buy a cable and you don't care where it comes from and it's for something that's of low priority, then maybe it's worth paying, you know, much less money.
But talk about the other end, the authorized. Authorized by whom? I mean, what's the criteria for getting, for labeling something like that?
So what will happen is when a company is added to a contract, if that distributor or the reseller is a authorized reseller, they'll have to give us a point of contact from that company, the manufacturer, saying, I know this company. They're a good company, you know, basically, that they're authorized to sell our equipment. So we know we're getting it from a known source, not maybe direct from the manufacturer, but with not too many hops in between.
So would it be fair to, like an analogy, if you're buying a car, you get a certified used car from a dealership, it's supposed to be checked out by that label. You know, if it's a Honda, the Honda mechanics have checked it out. They've given it their thumbs up as opposed to buying one from another organization, a person.
Well, even more so, even just a new car from a Dodge dealer, you buy a Dodge. You don't want to buy it from, you know, you can buy it from the guy down the street who happens to maybe found a car to sell you, but is it certified and has Dodge said it's okay, will be maintained by them if something happens. So you typically, if you have something of a high risk nature or medium risk nature, you want to have authorized resellers and know that you'll have that, or an authorized distributor. So that's kind of the middleman. You want to have some known route from the manufacturer to you that you know it will be supplied correctly, no counterfeit, no issues with maintenance.
Okay, so how are you going about preparing for that? I mean, it seems like that's a lot of talking with the suppliers and a lot of perhaps legwork in terms of what your team is doing.
As both things with SOUP, it's technically oriented. We're actually setting it up so that when the company adds products to our contract, they'll have the opportunity to give us the points of contact, and then we'll automatically send an email to that point of contact to say, they said you're authorized, not that we don't believe everybody, but we just want to double check. We'll make sure that they are, in fact, that manufacturer will verify back to us that they're authorized. So we try to use technology as much as possible to keep it fast.
And what about the energy efficiency? You mentioned that there are going to be greener, I suppose, items with SOUP 5 coming out. What are agencies particularly interested in?
Well, it's not so much that it's going to be greener, it's that we're going to be telling people when it's greener. So there is EPEAT and Energy Star are the two big environmental initiatives in the government. And we're going to tag all of our products that meet those standards. And so when a quote comes in, the customer will be able to see, oh, yes, this meets the standard. I can go ahead and purchase it, and knowing I'm meeting the standards the government set.
And all of this is supposed to happen on November 1st.
All of this will begin happening November 1st. How fast we'll get everything running, this is all new. We'll certainly have the processes up. I'm not going to guarantee that we'll have all of the information flowing on day one because we'll have to get the contract holders in place. But by having the six-month extension and the month transition that we plan on, we hope to be fairly smooth. And certainly by the time spending gets moving in next fiscal year, we should have all of those working.
Okay. We're speaking with Joanne Wojtek. She is the NASA SUIT Program Manager, so it seems like the next couple of months are going to be very busy for you. Give me a lay of the land. I mean, we always hear about budget cuts and so forth. What are you seeing in terms of agency purchasing and the activity of SUIT?
We have had very steady usage in the past 3 years. With all the ups and downs, it's been interesting to see that. A lot of it has been more concentrated in terms of agency usage, so it's not just a single user here and there. So I think the major trend that we're seeing is either CIO or procurement office trying to consolidate what they're buying and buy it in a more a better manner so that they can save money and save time rather than just doing onesie-twosie purchasing. So our average order size is going up, and we're seeing a lot more use of options and modifications to kind of use what they've already done versus trying to start fresh every time they want to buy something.
So it sounds like agencies are actually, their strategies are becoming better and more sophisticated, and they might be doing a better job of efficiency on their end.
Yes, that's exactly what we're seeing them trying to do, yes.
And what do they buy? I mean, what are the trends you're seeing there?
They're buying everything. we get 25,000 orders a year. We have 2.5 million products on our contract. So I get that question a lot. And it's whatever you can think of in the IT world, there's always a need for. That's why it's out there. So there's no specific major trend other than what's out there. Your cloud is always big, and networking is always big, and communications.
Just wondering, we talk a lot about news events. You know, in the news this week, there is a lot of talk about continuous monitoring and evaluation of people's security clearances. When there are new initiatives or new reports rolled out from the White House or Pentagon or any of these big organizations, does that have impact on what agencies buy from you? I mean, do you ever see that down the line?
Or something like that, not so much, because that type of issue will fall into services. Certainly, we will get more questions about maybe IT security and the tools that we provide through the contract. But I'm not, what we try to do is, and this is part of that supply chain and the energy thing that we're doing, we try to anticipate what's going on out there and provide it ahead of time so people are getting the information they need from us.
Okay. And people come here to Acquisition Excellence and other similar conferences because it's all about communication, because there are misperceptions perhaps on both ends. What do you tell vendors here, and what do you tell agency buyers?
Well, I do find, and ACT-IAC is a great organization in terms of trying to bring industry government together to understand the differences. And in my position, I really get to see a lot of that misunderstanding. Industry always thinks all the orders are geared to one company, not them, and all the agencies are thinking that all the companies are geared to something else, and it's just usually a misunderstanding. The government is usually just trying to get the best they want, and the business is trying to do business while also helping the government. So it's just getting them together in the same room and talking is a good thing.